Hello and welcome to the Business Today News podcast this Monday morning. I'm Rashi and here are the top stories. As many as 1.45 lakh passengers will be travelling in 200 special trains today, June 1st, according to the Ministry of Railways. The ministry revealed around 26 lakh passengers have booked for advance reservation period from June 1st to June 30th. From today onwards, Duronto, Sampark Kranti, Jan Shatabdi and Purva Express will reinstate services after 68 days. After losing business for nearly a quarter because of the lockdown, the hospitality sector gears up to reopen from June 8 with adequate safety protocols and hopes to return to the pre-COVID levels within another 12 to 18 months. The sector also looks forward to get 20 to 30% occupancy in June to August and may have to wait till the fourth quarter of this fiscal, January to March 2021, to reach the 50% level. Fear of contracting coronavirus and various mandatory quarantine protocol of states have kept the number of domestic chartered passenger flights low. During the first week of their operations in India, aviation sector executives have said. Alleging harassment of cockpit crew by health officials at Delhi Airport, Indian Commercial Pilot Association, a representative body for the pilots of national carrier Air India, on Sunday warned that its members will stop flight operations other than the essential services if such distasteful treatment meted out to them is not stopped. It has also demanded clarifications from the airline on the safety protocols with regard to COVID-19. India is nearing the 2 lakh mark after witnessing a sharp increase in the number of coronavirus cases. At 1,90,535 cases, India is the 7th worst hit country in the world, according to a tally by Johns Hopkins University. India has 93,322 active cases with 91,818 discharges and 5,394 deaths. The Delhi government has demanded Rs 5,000 crore assistance from the centre to be able to pay salaries to its employees, Deputy Chief Minister Manish Sisodia said on Sunday. Sisodia, who also holds the finance department charge, said the Delhi government requires Rs 3,500 crore per month to pay salaries to its employees and to meet other needs. Dubai-based state-owned carrier Emirates has reportedly laid off about 180 pilots on May 31st as part of its cost-cutting strategy amid growing financial woes in the wake of coronavirus outbreak. These pilots were on probation and were the first officers under training for type rating on the A380 fleet. And with that, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Do tune in tomorrow for more business news. Goodbye.